88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
You're listening to Ja Man here with Cecil, the man with a big Rasta spirit.
Over the years, many have tried to label the Rastafari movement as escapist, violent, irresponsible, and millennial. Like the movements that influenced it, Rastafari was a conscious response by black people to the economic exploitation and cultural repression of an oppressive colonial society, dedicated to extracting as much as possible from the land and labor in its territories. Far from being escapist, Rastafari was a set of values and ideals devised by people who were economically deprived, but spiritually, culturally, and historically rich. They used this metaphysical wealth and imagination as weapons to critically analyze their condition and to create a new dispensation with global ramifications, aimed at returning to Africans the power they needed in order to set their own proper standards and make their own rules. Working from the basis that words were powerful and the power of words was derived from their sound, Rastafari constantly engaged in puns and word plays to expose their true meaning or to neutralize terms that they felt were being used to perpetuate their conditions of bondage. This dynamic vocabulary, or Rasta talk, was used in order to liberate their own minds and those of their listeners. An example of this is the manner in which Rastafari redefined their condition as being not one of oppression, but downpression. For Rastafari, oppression implied upward force. This did not accurately describe the downward pressure they felt in their daily lives, which was caused by the unfair burden society had placed upon them as black people since the days of slavery. Another example was the Rastafari use of the word I. Instead of me,
my,
mine,
we,
our,
or
you and I,
Jamaican Rastafari used the phrase I and I. This not only indicated their pluralistic view of the world and their distaste for rampant individualism, but it demonstrated their understanding that speaker and listener were one and the same, and that righteous individuals were always responsible for the well-being of their fellow humans. On another level, I hinted at the Rastafari belief that humans were instruments of the divine word through which divine will was realized. I and I was therefore Iwe and I, meaning God and I, since Iwe, like Ja, was another ancient and little used name for the Creator. Additionally, it could also refer to I and I, which alluded to the third eye or the mystical inner eye of wisdom. Rasta talk was actually an extension of the already rich language of African Jamaicans, who, upon coming into contact with the languages of Europe, like Africans everywhere, had redefined the words they found and enriched them with new meaning. It was therefore to be expected that the power of words put to the sound of music would become such an important ally in spreading the message of Rastafari via the music of reggae.
Civilization flowed down the River Nile. It also gave us a sensitive child.